On May 25, Crocker's party were camping beside the Platte River, eating supper in a tent. A powerful wind came up, blew down the tent, and scattered the meal. The men's hats followed along with their plates and pots, all gone. A typical day on the Great Plains. On June 15, Crocker stood on the summit of the Rockies at South Pass, 7,000 feet above the sea. Although he was on the Continental Divide, it was on a plain so level we could not tell by the eye which way it sloped. The party found and drank at Pacific Spring, the first water they had encountered that flowed west. By June 18, they had covered another 75 miles across inhospitable land to make it to Green River. There the men camped to wait their turn for the ferry, paying $7 for each wagon. Another party, with about 50 horses and mules and half a dozen men, came up and grumbled about Crocker's taking the best ground. Towards sunset, Crocker and Delameter drove their horses down to the river to drink. On returning, they found the new party had staked their horses and mules in the choice spot. "That ground is ours," said Crocker. He drove their animals off and staked out his horses. The newcomers were very abusive and threatened to pull Crocker's stakes. "You do if you dare," Crocker said, as he pulled a pistol and proclaimed his right to the good spot. After some shouting and threats, the newcomers backed down. This was but one of a number of instances when Crocker had to use his pistol to uphold his rights, something he was proud of. He later told an interviewer that a man who is well assured of his own position and shows bold front need not fear anybody. Many adventures ensued as these young men crossed one of the most demanding, arduous, and exhausting landforms in the world. On August 7, they were in Placerville, California. It had taken Crocker and his team, young men, all in good condition, with some money and supplies, plus horses and wagons, almost half a year to cross the plains and mountains. They had pushed themselves as hard as they ever had, getting more out of themselves than they had thought possible, and seen more dead, dying, and ill men than they had ever laid eyes on before. Thousands of others had gone before, or at about the same time, or shortly after Crocker, all headed for the gold in the hills. Virtually every one of them swore, "Never again."